Now a man was ill, Lazarus from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. So the sisters sent word to him, saying, Master, the one you love is ill. Then Jesus heard this. He said, This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, Let us go back to Judea. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, he will give you. Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise. Martha said to him, I know he'll rise in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world. When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying, The teacher is here and is asking for you. As soon as she heard this, she rose quickly and went to him. For Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still where Martha had met him. So when the Jews who were with her in the house comforting her saw Mary get up quickly and go out, they followed her, presuming that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come with her weeping, he became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, Where have you laid him? They said to him, Sir, come and see. And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, See how he loved him. But some of them said, Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died? So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, Take away the stone. Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days. Jesus said to her, Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me. And when he said this, he cried out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to him, Untie him and let him go. Let's agree up front that it's a strange story, found only in the Gospel of John, the last of the four Gospels to be written. Even though the passage is set toward the end of Jesus' life, it's the first time we're introduced to Mary, Martha, and Lazarus in John's Gospel, which is odd because it sounds like they were very good friends. Jesus, it says, loved them. You kind of think we would have met them before. Furthermore, when Lazarus gets sick and the sisters let him know, Jesus doesn't do anything about it. Again, odd. He has healed others in the past, but now he waits before going to those he loves, arriving only after Lazarus has already died and been buried for 4 days. 4 days. Jewish tradition, like many cultures around the world, had it that for 3 days, a person's spirit might linger in the vicinity making final peace. But after 4 days, Lazarus was truly gone. And only then does Jesus arrive on the scene, first to greet Martha, then Mary. Both of them acknowledge Jesus could have done something if he'd gotten there earlier. They know Jesus is a healer of illness, but at the tomb, they don't ask anything of him now because this situation is beyond repair. Lazarus isn't sick, he's dead, and 4 days have passed. Jesus, however, claims that Lazarus will rise. Yeah, Lord, says Martha, I get that. Again, it was a common Jewish tradition that on the last day we shall all rise again. And you can almost hear her say, yada, yada, yada. And Jesus interrupts, I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe that? But Martha continues on. Yes, Lord, I already believe that. I'm with you. Almost like, what's your point? It makes me think of all those times when life has made clear that I have to let something go. Perhaps a relationship, perhaps a hope or a dream. Something has died. It's awful, but it happens, you know. And the best you can do in the moment is to lay it to rest, to bury it, to move a great stone in front of it like a great unmovable band-aid. Yes, I know that in the end, everything will work out. Yes, I know there's a day coming where every tear will be wiped away and death will be no more, but I don't expect that to be today. Today, let me just get used to saying it, my brother's dead. Today, we'll let sleeping dogs lie. We'll let the silt stay at the bottom of the sea. No need to dredge up the past and what might have been. But then John says that Jesus becomes insistent. I am that future day. I am that far off day breaking into the present. Take away the stone. You can see Martha's alarm now, and I am in sympathy with Martha on this one, but there will be a stench. Remember, it has been 4 days. It is the time that says it is too late. Except that for Jesus, it's not too late. Jesus apparently has no olfactory senses. He barges into the worst places. He rips off the most secured bandages and he says, I can still heal this. I can still bring life even here. Last year, when my mom found out that she had cancer, serious cancer, it wasn't a particularly pretty sight. Knowing that her time was possibly short, she found all kinds of unresolved stuff from her past surfacing from below, and she had a particular urgency to deal with it and to see what Jesus could do. And for a while, it made an already difficult situation even more difficult, as she brought up incidences that had been buried for so long that they had largely been forgotten from everyday memory. With me, she brought up an incident, an illness and death in our relationship that had taken place when I was 13. I wasn't feeling the need to talk about it again. She was. And when she yanked the bandage off that one, the house was putrid for more than a week. But the air did clear. And in the months that followed, before she did pass away last October, she and we became more peaceful. And even more deeply loving toward one another. Jesus was powerful in ways I could not imagine. Lo and behold, it's true. He can bring healing, new life, even to things that have been buried for a really long time. During these 3 middle weeks of Lent, the church invites us to engage 3 of John's most mysterious passages to scrutinize our lives. Along with all those who are preparing for baptism, the church asks us to look closely at our lives as preparation for entering ever more deeply into the mysteries of Easter. 2 weeks ago, we heard the story of Jesus' encounter with the Samaritan woman at the well, and we were asked to go deep, to reflect on our own parching thirst as we prepare to dip our hands again into the baptismal font. Last week, we heard the story of Jesus' encounter with a man born blind, and we were asked to go deep, to reflect on our own blindness and desire for illumination when that Paschal candle is lit again. Those were tough. They asked us to think about things we don't really like to think about. But today's invitation to scrutiny is the most challenging of them all. The church is asking us to go to the place we least want to go, the most painful spot, to tombs where we have buried parts of ourselves. We are asked to look long and hard at aspects of our lives we've given up upon as lost, at relationships we've labeled as beyond healing, at hopes that we've buried, and with great courage, knowing that Jesus is standing right beside us, to roll back the stone. And yes, it's going to smell, but Jesus will say, I want to go with you there anyway. I want to still bring healing and light to this situation. I want to do something new here. Do you believe he's the resurrection and the life? Are you willing to let him try? We've entrusted him with our thirsts, with our blindness. Are you willing to show him where you've buried things? And will you meet him today at the tomb?